Lord, your words of encouragement mean so much to me. Thank you. Well, heart dwellers, the Lord has a very sweet thank you for you who have been denying yourself and reaching out and praying. I had just finished a Divine Mercy chaplet and a rosary for the world, and things had been flashing through my head, such as a movie about an innocent man caught at an airport on the way to a meeting and put through the most tortuous interrogation. But it was obvious the man didn't know anything. So the CIA called a woman who was way up in the government and told her he doesn't have anything. But she insisted on sending him to Iraq for more torture and questioning, rather flippantly. The man's pregnant wife managed to get into a meeting where this official was and begged her to release her husband because he was innocent. Of course, she didn't. Anyway, towards the end of the unbelievable tortures, an interested party managed to get him released and smuggled out of the country back to his wife. Then other things, like underground human food cafeterias being exposed and the bones of dead children. Other horrendous things we have heard about. The assassination of J.F. Kennedy. Lies in the intrigue and destruction of all that is good. And for Poche's safety, his family and team, I cried out, Lord, protect and save this man. I just began sobbing. Oh, Jesus, what little I know is staggering beyond belief. Oh, how horrible this earth is. Oh, how very horrible. How can you possibly take this, Lord? He came and squatted beside me and said, for the sake of a few, for their sake, my Father holds back his justified wrath, but not for much longer, Claire. As he spoke, I saw that he was covered with blood, a bloody crown dripped, and I understood the effects of evil on his person, even now. Jesus continued, but you see, things are coming to a head. Evil is being exposed. Every day a deeper layer is exposed and the evil is being prosecuted. But had you not prayed and rallied the heart dwellers, this moment in history could look much different than it does right now. I heard the president was going to Mar-a-Lago for Christmas and I felt unsettled. Then I heard that, no, he was staying in the White House. And somehow I felt better about that, and I thought, surely there's a missile defense system there. But then it came to mind, unless the Lord guards the house, those who guard it do so in vain. Dear heart dwellers, your prayers are the Lord's protection and hedge around him. Lord Jesus, is there something you want to say? Jesus began, except for this hedge, many of you would be dead in this moment. The world would be in turmoil and chaos. Putin would have fired on America, and you would be in the midst of plague, war, and disasters, so numerous there would be no hope of rescue. You do not see now what you who have been praying have done, but in heaven you will see your part in this great drama. I know it has been a great sacrifice to forego Christmas festivities for fasting and prayer. But if this were your last Christmas, wouldn't you want to honor me rather than immerging yourselves in the contamination of this world? Have no regrets, little ones. You have fulfilled my will by cleaving to me during this time in prayer. He paused for a moment and said, tell them I am grateful, so very, very grateful they made sacrifices to honor me. I am so grateful. He repeated, as a tear came rolling down his left cheek. What you have done for this nation and this world is beyond your comprehension now. But I have united your prayers to the angels and saints who continually intercede along with the very elements, the plants and animals who continually intercede for an end to this madness. Indeed, the entire world cries out from its roots, come quickly, Lord Jesus, save us. If you could but understand the language of groaning in the earth, you would see what I am telling you is the truth. And you know, guys, it's been amazing 6.2 or more earthquakes every day, several all around the world. It's just unbelievable. Jesus continued, "Do you understand, my people? Nothing exists that is not held together by my love and permission and power to exist. Nothing. And so I am intimately tied to my creation, all of it, as a mother is tied to her child. And all of creation echoes what is in my heart and bears witness to the desolations of men's workings and laments for freedom from this crushing disease of darkness Satan has yoked the earth to. His sin saturates the very soil and rock and magma, and creation cries out to be liberated from this deadly evil. And the time is nearing. It is even at the door waiting, in readiness to be released, when all things shall be brought back into the captivity of my word and purpose for the earth and its inhabitants, made in my image, but defiled by the wiles of the enemy. I will come. I will restore. Pain, suffering, and death shall no more exist, but first the purification. And I applaud those of you who have taken these messages to heart. The angels and the saints salute you who have dropped to your knees at my request. You have done a very great work for me and humanity, and I am safeguarding your reward. Continue to carry my cross, beloved ones. It will soon be over." And just as an aside, the Lord brought to mind Romans 8:19. For those of you who've never heard that the creation actually does cry out, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." God bless you, heart dwellers. Well done. Well done. Please continue to carry this cross of prayer. These are critical weeks ahead of us for our nation. Very critical. Let's stand behind our president and all that God wants to do to redeem this nation.